protecting Main Street from Wall Street. It's Chris Hoffman with Money Unleashed.
We're back. Money Unleashed is the program. Chris Hoffman is here from the Hoffman Financial Group, an independent fiduciary, founder of the Hoffman Financial Group, so much more, and a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. You getting excited for the season?
I am. And matter of fact, this last week we did some video and interviewing with Brock Bowers and his parents. Great family from Napa, California. You know, he's got that draft, so we'll see how he does in the NFL, but he's a great kid. His parents are wonderful, great family, and we're proud to be his financial advisory team. So we're not only a partner of the Georgia Bulldogs, we're also Brock Bowers' official financial advisory team, which is nice. Yep.
All right, 404-341-6767. I mentioned 401ks, and we're going to dig back into that. The 401k x-ray, ultimately, this is what's really important to learn of. But the question is, is your 401k honest with you? Obviously rhetorical, but we have been told things that aren't necessarily true about our 401ks. Let's dig into that. And one of them is that the 401k is the best place for your retirement savings.
Well, I unfortunately, it's the only place for retirement savings, right?
Yes.
It's, you can't contribute to an IRA or a Roth IRA if you make too much money. So that makes it difficult. But you can contribute the maximum amount to a 401k, and it's a lot of money that you can put in. Plus, then there's that incentive that if your company matches it, those are free dollars. So It's not the best place to put your retirement savings money. It may be the only place to put retirement savings money. Now, that raises the question, do you put it in pre-tax 401k or do you balance it with a Roth 401k? So for those that are listening, if you haven't researched if your company offers a 401k that's a Roth, where you put in after-tax money and it grows tax-free, you should definitely look into that because that could be a powerful complement to your pre-tax 401k. But is it the best place for retirement savings? I guess so, because it's one of the only places.
Really?
Now, I say that, but I do have clients that do investing for retirement outside of a 401k, one of them being cash value life insurance, where you drip money in month after month or year after year, and then there's a holding period on it, and you let it kind of bake, and then you can turn on a tax-free income stream in retirement. Very powerful way to build up an additional tax-free bucket not outside of just the Roth IRA.
Wow.
So there are other tools that we can deploy for our clients. But the 401k, yeah, it's the largest amount of money you can put away, pre-tax, company match. You've got to participate in it. It's just very important when you reach 59 and a half to look at doing an in-service withdrawal or a 59 and a half withdrawal, which doesn't mean you withdraw it and pay the taxes on it. It's basically a rollover. They should call it a in-service rollover, a 59 and a half rollover. You just roll it to an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that advantageous? Well, if your current 401k has maybe 20 or 30 options to it, that expands exponentially. If you move it to an IRA, you can invest in different asset classes and you have virtually the whole world, the whole universe of investment options open to you. So it's a good complement. 59 and a half, an in-service withdrawal, or you can move some of your 401k money to a brokerage link account inside the 401k. And we as your advisory team can manage it and build your portfolio directly through your 401k.
That sounds fantastic. That,
yep.
That would be like a nice option for folks that are really sort of interested in you know, maybe saving more outside the 401k, but really maximizing what that can do for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And not a lot of 401k holders understand that there is a brokerage link in there.
Yeah. Right. Now,
if you moved it to brokerage link and you didn't hire an advisor, you'd have to manage it yourself. So that's probably why they don't opt for that. But if you're working with an advisor on the rest of your financial planning and getting ready for that final run toward retirement, you should actively look at your 401k and see if it has a brokerage link option or an in-service withdrawal or a 59 and a half withdrawal option to it.
If you want that 401k x-ray, folks, here's a number to get a head start. It's 404-341-6767. 404-341-6767. You know, when we get a 401k, they, meaning the HR, whoever is doing a presentation for the new employees, will often mention, well, and you save in the 401k and you can borrow from it anytime.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably the best, it's one of the best ways to raise short-term money, right?
Okay, sure.
For emergencies and things like that, because you basically are paying yourself back, right? You're not paying a bank a large interest rate. So you borrow your own money. Now, that does prohibit it from growing, right? Because you're using it for something else. But then there's a schedule that 401k will deduct from your salary to pay you back and to refill that bucket on the 401k. So 401k loan is an option that you should research if you have a short-term capital crunch and you need access to money.
And when you do take a loan from that 401k and you're paying it back, so you're paying back yourself, I understand that. But I think folks think that there's no long-term stress that comes with that. But what if you leave the employment and you haven't paid back that loan?
Yeah, so then you've got to pay it back before you can move it out of the 401k.
Ooh. And if you don't?
good question. I've never had anybody not pay it back.
Oh, wow.
So, that's interesting. I'm going to assume there are some IRS guidelines that would hit you with, certain penalties or what have you.
I think the main one is it's treated as just a withdrawal. So if you're under 59 and a half, there's the penalty and there's the tax.
Yep, exactly right.
All right. So not borrowing from a 401k should be a last resort.
Yeah. I mean, it should be under, an unfortunate circumstance where you need access to capital and you don't have it readily available.
Okay. This one makes me chuckle just because we've talked about it so much. Mutual funds are the best option for investing in your 401k.
Says who?
Says who? this is one of the lies we've been told.
Yeah. I think mutual funds have basically gone the way of the dinosaur. I mean, they were the rage back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Lynch, he wrote about them. Everybody dumped a bunch of money in them. And it was supposed to be professional money managers actively investing. And unfortunately, a large percentage of mutual funds do not beat their benchmark. So you would be better off going with the Jack Bogle approach at Vanguard, which is just buy the herd. Buy the index fund, get all of them. You don't have to pick individuals. And it's basically a buy and hold, and you just ride the market. Not a bad option for the 401k. So instead of mutual funds, if you're stuck in a 401k, I would go with index funds. And then I would consider moving something to BrokerageLink to have an advisor actively manage it and build you a specific equities portfolio. Not a mutual fund where you get a share of a mutual fund, because you don't technically own any of the stocks in the mutual fund. You own a share of the mutual fund. So why wouldn't we just build your own equities portfolio where you have the individual stocks under your ownership and we have better control over what to sell, what to buy, and when to do that?
With 401ks today, they've given us, whoever is holding that money gives us a lot of access to those 401ks. So that's something we could go in and actually look at and see if we're in those target date funds or the index funds. And if you want to get into the index funds, that's something that can be changed, can it?
Yeah, it can. And you just hit on a very important point that I did not touch on, which is mutual funds. I don't favor them, and I also do not favor target date funds. I think that that's a Wall Street marketing ploy. I think that they started to pick up momentum after the Great Recession when the 401k company said, oh, I'm sorry, you lost 20% of your portfolio or 30% of your portfolio. You were 2, 3, 4 years away from retiring, and now maybe that's been delayed. So in the future, if you go into a target date fund and pick a date when you're projecting to retire, we will actively manage and reduce your level of risk. And it has not proven to do that. They do not necessarily lower your equities percentage and add to your bond portfolios. And bonds can underperform as well. So stay away from mutual funds. Stay away from target date funds. Buy indexes, S&P, NASDAQ, Dow. Just do some research on the index offerings inside of your 401k. And we can actually do that for you as part of our portfolio x-ray. In addition to that, if you want us to do the x-ray, we can add another step to it, which is doing a 401k optimization report, where we will study all of the options you have inside of your 401k, and we'll make a recommendation on a rebalance for your portfolio. It's a nice cherry on the top of the portfolio x-ray report.
And this is all part of what you do every day for folks, the 401k x-ray. There's no cost, there's no obligation. This is really one of the best opportunities to get your financial plan, get your retirement plan, get your retirement and income plan going and getting it into high gear, especially if you're in your 50s. Now is the time to take action, Chris.
Yeah, it is. And I know if you're listening right now, we get people that call and trap the number, and they're just, you know, you got to push yourself over the top and commit to saying, okay, you know, once a year I go in for my financial or my medical physical, right? We all want to stay healthy. So we go to the doctor once a year and we go through all the tests and just get the thumbs up from the doctor. Do the same thing for your financial well-being. You know, your health and your wealth, they're closely related. So why not do a financial physical? Give us a call. Let us do the portfolio x-ray for you and just do a checkup. It does not require you to become a client. A lot of people do after they see what we bring to the table. We're blessed, and you know, they give us their portfolios to manage and their estate plans to manage, et cetera, et cetera. But you're not obligated to do that. The only thing you're obligated to do is get a free report and have us walk you through it. That's it.
It's the 401k x-ray, and it's available right now if you call us, 404-341-6767. Also, visit our website, unleashyourmoney.com. You can sign up right there to get that complete portfolio 401k x-ray. I like what you said, Chris. We talked about a financial physical. It's time. I know a lot of people put it off, but if nothing else, if you don't do the physical, do the financial physical. That one is going to make you sleep better for sure.
I can assure you it's a lot less painful.
Oh, I completely agree. Give us a call, 844-341-6767. That's 404-341-6767 for the 401k x-ray, no cost, no obligation. You can also visit unleashyourmoney.com. We do need to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with lots more Money Unleashed right here with Chris Hoffman.
Chris Hoffman is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. The Hoffman Financial Group, Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, and Cox Broadcasting Company are not affiliated. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that do not offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. Insurance products including annuities are offered through Hoffman Financial Group, licensed in the state of Georgia. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Any client experiences discussed during the show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest that you will experience the same results. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in Georgia 163546.